Introductions on Classical WFMT is sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bowes, a maker and restorer of string instrument bows at 226 South Wabash Avenue, on the web at johnnorwoodlee.com.
Welcome to Introductions. I'm Robbie Ellis, and today we're featuring six pre-college composers. The Nagorny Music Institute of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra runs a Young Composers Initiative, mentored by former CSO composer-in-residence Jesse Montgomery. It culminated in a concert in May where fellows of the Civic Orchestra of Chicago performed six brand new pieces. Our first composer is Marilyn Gantz, who was a homeschooled senior from Batavia and a violinist in Elgin Youth Symphony Orchestras.
I've always been really intrigued by writing melodies. I think that it's an art in and of itself. What I wanted to do was take all that you can with piano writing and mixing it with the, I guess, more legato and, I don't know how you'd put it, like mystical kind of like string writing on top of that and blending it together into a hybrid.
I feel like this piece, having looked at the score, it's got a bit of unwritten push and pull in the tempo. Are you kind of de facto piano conductor here?
A little bit. I've always really loved rubato and piano. A lot of the piano repertoire that I listen to is like Chopin, Rachmaninoff. So there's quite a bit of like push and pull between the piano and the strings.
Thank you.
Fantasy for Piano and Strings. The composer and pianist was 18-year-old Marilyn Gantz from Batavia, who's currently taking a gap year as she researches and auditions for music schools in composition, piano, and violin. The string players were members of the Civic Orchestra of Chicago. Full details at wfmt.com/introductions. Another recently graduated senior on a gap year is Malik Ali Muhammad, a fellow of Chicago Musical Pathways Initiative from Chicago's South Side. His piece is called Prayer Through Trial. I asked Malik to unpack the meaning of that title.
Me and my family, we are Muslim. A prayer that my dad would sing to me a lot is called the Al-Fatiha, and it was actually the prayer he sung to me when I was born at the hospital, so it was the first sound that I heard. It's loosely based off that prayer, that's why I named it Prayer Through Trial.
You've given some major solos to the cello in this, so it's written for string quartet, flute, and harp, but the cello has a particular role. David Kaplan's playing your cello part. Any significance to giving the cello such a prominent role?
My brother plays cello, so I was thinking about him a lot during this piece, but composing this piece in particular gave me a great appreciation for the sound of the cello and then also the sound of the harp, which I think I incorporated really well into the piece.
Thank you.
You just heard Prayer Through Trial by 17-year-old Malik Ali Muhammad, performed by Civic Orchestra of Chicago members. Malik is now taking a gap year to concentrate on both composing and viola. He recently switched to that instrument from the violin. You're listening to the CSO Young Composers Initiative on Introductions on Classical WFMT. This next young musician was on our airwaves earlier this year. Sylvia Pine is 13 and played on Live from WFMT alongside her violinist mother, Rachel Barton Pine. Sylvia's piece is simply called War for Wind Quintet. Why the one-word title, War?
This piece is from the perspective of war as an entity, talking to the humans who are participating in her. War as a concept has been going on for a long time, and there are a lot of things that contribute to it. Obviously, there's the crunchy stuff, the actual fighting, the anger, other parts, soaring grief, and other parts, bitterness, when fighting is over and there's just a waiting period. And War is trying to understand all of that through her own perspective and having different takes on each one of those moments.
Thank you.
War for Wind Quintet by Sylvia Pine, performed at the Nagorny Music Institute's Young Composers Initiative, mentored by Jesse Montgomery. This is Introductions. We've got full details of the Civic Orchestra of Chicago Fellows who performed these works on our website, wfmt.com/introductions. Three more young composers when we come back. You're listening to Classical WFMT.
Introductions is sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bowes, serving the Chicago area for more than 40 years. Introductions is also made possible through the generous support of the Nagani Foundation, the Kiphart Family Foundation, and WFMT members like you.
I'm Robbie Ellis with local pre-college composers on Introductions today, the six participants in the Young Composers Initiative of the CSO's Nagorny Music Institute, led by former CSO composer-in-residence Jesse Montgomery. The next composer is Gloria Kravchenko, who was a junior, now a senior, at the Chicago Academy for the Arts. She's also a recent arrival to the U.S.
I moved in 2022 at the start of my freshman year.
And where were you before that?
I lived in Kyiv, Ukraine.
What art forms do you create in?
I kind of flux between visual arts and music. It's mostly sculptures. Like this nest I made was made of chicken wire and sticks.
Is that connected with this piece, and does that have something to do with the theme of your piece?
It definitely does. It takes directly from the title of the folk song that I wrote this theme and variations on. The name of the folk song is "Za kukula zazulita," which means the cuckoo bird is cooing, basically.
The cuckoo is cuckooing.
Yeah, the cuckoo is cuckooing.
I think cuckoo might be a verb in English as well.
Really?
Maybe.
Should be.
Thank you.
theme and variations on a Ukrainian folk melody, Zakukala Zozolitsa, or The Cuckoo Goes Cuckoo, by Gloria Kravchenko, performed by Civic Orchestra of Chicago members. Gloria Kravchenko has just started her senior year at the Chicago Academy for the Arts in the Visual Arts Department. Next in the CSO's Young Composers Initiative is Christopher Mertz, 14 years old and a rising junior at Adlai E. Stevenson High School. He's also a double bassist, and his piece has odd instrumentation, two solo double basses, horn, viola, and cello.
Considering why I chose the instruments, it's important to know what the piece is about. So I wrote Asylum. I always like to write music to reflect the issues of the time. I wanted to use Asylum to attempt to convey the experience of an undocumented immigrant family coming to and living in the United States. So I chose the two basses because they are ignored and forgotten instruments, just like immigrants in this country, as the solo voices. The other three instruments, I knew I wanted to include a brass instrument to signify the government, very piercing and loud. And the viola and cello generally represent everyone else. They can be other immigrants, they could be normal people, they could be agents of the government.
Thank you.
Just heard Asylum, depicting the anguish and trials of an undocumented immigrant family in the US. The composer was 14-year-old Christopher Mertz, who also played one of the solo double bass parts alongside Nick DeLaurentis and conductor Ahmed Alabaka. Go to wfmt.com/introductions to find full performer details and links to past introductions episodes featuring our final composer, Clara Franson. Their piece is called American Theme.
I am loosely basing it off of Death of a Salesman by Arthur Miller. If I had to boil down this piece into one sentence, it would be that hope is the thing that dies last. And I find that to be the same case with this play. The main character, Willie Loman, goes through so much in his life. He works for years and years with one company, and he realizes that he is never able to achieve the American dream that he's always wanted. And the current state of my country, I also feel that I am kind of losing hope with my own dreams. And I wanted to write something that resembled this play because I feel that it speaks to me and to other people that, you know, I know, or just everybody in America right now.
Clara Franzen's American theme. Sava Velkov played solo viola, and Ahmed Alabaka conducted fellows, members, and alumni of the Civic Orchestra of Chicago. Composer Clara Franzen is from Oak Park, and they've just started violin performance at Boston Conservatory. And those were the six pieces from this year's Nagorny Music Institute Young Composers Initiative, mentored by Jesse Montgomery. Thanks to the Chicago Symphony Orchestra Association for the recordings of this concert in May. More details are at wfmt.com/introductions. I'm producer and presenter Robbie Ellis. We've got more great young local talent on Introductions every Saturday at 11 a.m. on Classical WFMT.
We hope you've enjoyed Introductions, sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bowes. To learn more, visit johnnorwoodlee.com.